joy to welcome all of you to our annual Lessons and Carols service here at Valentine Presbyterian Church. As the congregation will be reading responsively and singing, we encourage you to follow along closely in the order of worship. Following the postlude, we invite everyone to linger a bit as we will have light refreshments to enjoy together here in the sanctuary. To make the line move more quickly, there will be two identical buffets, one on each side. The deacons kindly ask that at the close of the service, you exit the sanctuary into the hallway so that the refreshments may be brought in. Also, for those of you in the back, please be sure to take your belongings with you so that they can remove the back four rows of chairs and make room for the food tables. As Christians, we celebrate Advent to prepare our hearts and minds to commemorate Christ's first coming. Tonight, as readings from the scriptures are woven with beloved carols and songs, it is our prayer that you will hear anew the wonder of the Christmas story and recall the gift given so long ago, the greatest gift ever given, the babe, the Son of God, born to set his people free, free from the curse of sin and death. Let us then rise for the opening bidding and prayer. Beloved in Christ, at this Christmas time, let us listen anew to the message of the angels, and in heart and mind go even to Bethlehem to see what has come to pass. As we await the great celebration of Christmas, we prepare our hearts that we may be shown its true meaning. We hear from the Holy Scriptures the words of the prophets foretelling the coming of Emmanuel, God with us. We rehearse again the loving purposes of God, from the first days of our disobedience to our glorious redemption through Jesus Christ our Lord. We join our voices with the multitude of the heavenly hosts as we sing God's glory on high. We rejoice in the promise that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, ushers in a kingdom of power and glory forever. Lastly, we offer up our prayers and praises to the throne of heaven in the words Christ himself taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Thank you. coming Messiah. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?"
And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked and I hid myself."
He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?"
The woman said, "You
serpent
deceived me, and I ate."
The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all the livestock and above all the beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel."
God promises to faithful Abraham that in his seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son. I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.
Thank you.
prophet foretells the birth and kingdom of the Messiah. The people who walked in the darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it, with justice and with righteousness, from this forth time and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Thank you. Micah foretells the place of the Messiah's birth. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me, one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth.
Thank you.
spoken to Mary.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said,
"Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you."
But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel,
"How will this be, since I am a virgin?"
And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said,
"Behold, I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Thank you. those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger.
wise men are led to the star by the star to Jesus. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born, king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for it is so written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him.' After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. Going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh."
The Apostle John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory is of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Maybe you've heard the story of the battleship that was on exercise at sea in bad weather. And just after dark, the lookout announced that he spotted the light of another ship on the starboard side. The captain asked if it was steady or moving. The lookout replied the light was steady, meaning that they were on a direct collision course. The captain ordered the lookout to signal to the other vessel, "Change course 20 degrees. We are on a collision course." The signal came back, "Advisable for you to change course." The captain signaled, "I am a captain. Change course 20 degrees. A reply came back, "I am a seaman second class. You had better change course 20 degrees. The captain was furious. He sent back, "I am a battleship. Change course." Back came the signal, "I am a lighthouse. Your call." We are, of course, blessed to have a bunch of lighthouses along our state's coastline. Growing up, I used to look at them and think they must have been there forever, and that they would always be there. Then years later, when Sally and I were visiting a number of them on our honeymoon, we found a large crew with massive equipment moving Cape Hatteras Lighthouse from the spot where it had been since 1870. So that it would not sink into the Atlantic. Even our most iconic lighthouse was movable, its light threatened to be extinguished by the shifting sands beneath it. In the passage I just read, the Apostle John tells us of an infinitely greater light, a truly immovable one, unshakable, eternal. Jesus is the light of the world. In a world of confusion, he is the light of truth. In a world of sin, he is the light of righteousness and of salvation. In a world of death, he is the light of life, abundant life, eternal life. He is the inextinguishable light. The darkness of this fallen world could not overcome him. The darkness of sin, our sin, which took upon himself on the cross, could not undo him. The darkness of Satan could not ensnare him. The darkness of Calvary could not destroy him. The darkness of the grave could not hold him. For those who have eyes to see, every other light is but a picture of the light of Jesus Christ. Every lighthouse Every star in the sky, the sun, the moon, the lights on a Christmas tree, the luminaries outside the church tonight, the candles we will light in a few moments. All of these are reminders of the true light, who shows us our need of salvation and who is in fact our gracious Savior, the Savior of all who look to Him in childlike faith, who look away from themselves and any hope of salvation, what they can do, and who look to Jesus Christ alone and His atoning work on the cross of Calvary and say, "Yes, Jesus, I believe that You took upon Yourself on the cross of Calvary, in the darkness of Calvary, I believe You took upon Yourself my sins, my pride, my wickedness, my rebellion. I believe You took all that on Yourself, and You died in my stead, and You were raised up victoriously on the third day that I might have eternal life with God." All who believe in Jesus, in childlike faith, He shall be their Savior, and they shall be granted the right to be called sons and daughters of the living God, adopted into His family, never to be lost or separated from His blessed fellowship. Jesus is the one. He is the light who introduces us to His Father, that we might be adopted into His family, given the right to be His children, filled with His Spirit, to dwell with Him forever. Through faith in the light of the world, may each of us know the true light of Christmas. Don't let Christmas pass you by without knowing the true light, the gift of gifts, Jesus Christ, the one who said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows Me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. closing prayer. We shall pray in unison. It's printed for us in the bulletin. Let us pray together.
Almighty God, God of grace and truth, in Jesus Christ you came among us as light shining in the darkness. On this night you have made us glad with the remembrance of the birth of your only Son. Grant that as we joyfully receive him for our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.